Being joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart. The Panthers lose a tough one tonight, 33-30. As a tale of two halves tonight, the girls looked a little slow afoot in the first half. Boy, the second half came out and a totally different team. What changed?
I think, well, first of all, we made some shots. You can't go with a half of only scoring 7 points. So just to see some shots go down, Hannah hit a couple there in the second half, and Island Prevo hit one, and Addie Duncan hit one, and you know, so just seeing the ball go through the hoop. But we switched up. We knew that they're going to box and one us, box one Hannah. So we had that game planned here the last 2 days. Honestly, didn't like how it was going, the what we had. So we made an adjustment at half, and it forced their top of the box to have to defend the width, and then that opened up Hannah in the middle. We put Hannah in the middle of it, so then they collapsed on her, created more space on the wing. But, yeah, saw the ball go through the hoop, and we played really good defense.
Yeah, I thought the last couple of nights the defense has been really good. But tonight, late game, they got that three. And then, you know, what was the thought was, called a timeout after that one free throw. Was that just, okay, if she misses, here's what we're going to do, and then another timeout drawing up?
At the very end of the game, is that your time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I knew regardless if we got the defensive rebound, if she missed and we got the defensive rebound, we're going to call a timeout immediately, so no time came off the clock. Then if she made it, I told him I was going to call another timeout. So then it'd be regardless, it'd either be from on the baseline. So I drew up the play twice, so they had opportunities to see it at that timeout and then the next timeout. So this is the scenario. Either if you rebound, I'm talking to the refs beforehand that, hey, we are calling a timeout upon the rebound, and then obviously if she makes it, then I want a timeout.
Talking to Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart on KNIA Careless Tuesday. Thoughts on Sheraton. They have kind of taken a little turn, or have they had some injuries? They haven't really. They've had trouble scoring against some teams.
The Smizer girl, she got hurt. She tore ACL.
Ooh.
I think she's played in 3 games, so it was early on. And so that threw them off, obviously. She's probably their best player. They scored like 48 tonight against Centerville, though.
Okay.
And I don't know the quarter breakdown or anything like that. I don't know if it was like fourth quarter points or anything like that. But, yeah, they've been struggling to score. They lost to Clark. Coach Sandy is a heck of a coach. He's going to have something planned for us. I wouldn't be surprised if they go triangle two or boxing one. But we're hoping we can get that. We feel like we should have had that one down there. It was a close game, low-scoring game. We'll go out, we'll make a plan, you know, we'll play this man-to-man pressure defense that seems to be giving us energy, and hopefully obviously get a win here at home.
Well, let's talk about tonight, the Panthers versus Cancer event. I asked Megan to kind of maybe give you an update on the auction, how things are going there. You told me before the game that, you're ahead of last year.
Yeah, even at, 5 o'clock, in the 5 o'clock hour, we were already about $1,500 or $200,000 above the ending of last year. So the auction's going really, really well. I'm not going to lie, it's been so chaotic that I haven't been able to check the website, so I assume it's gone up. I've got outbidded on all my items that I did, so that's a good sign. Trying to boost those numbers up. So if you're out there, you have 10 more minutes. It closes at 9, so snipe those bids here in the next 9 minutes. It's been a great event. 3 excellent honorees. Obviously, the support that Knoxville gives us, and, you look out here and you see so much pink and the gray shirt with the pink on them, and it's just a really cool day.
When do you stop and just look around like, okay, wow, this is cool?
Honestly, probably during the middle of the ceremony. My brain has gone 1,000 miles an hour all day. Megan's has gone 1,000,000 miles an hour for the last month. She's a rock. She's a rock star. I think I'm at almost 20,000 steps right now, and we're wearing dress shoes on. So it's been chaotic. And, then when the ceremony starts and you listen to these people's stories, it's pretty hard to complain about walking 9 miles because obviously what they've gone through, McCarty's grandpa, what he's entering. So we obviously wish them all the best of luck. The McCartys do so much for the schools and the community. And so it's all a matter of perspective.
And obviously, way too many people to thank in these last couple of minutes we have you here. But I know, you know, you're very appreciative of everybody who has assisted you and Megan throughout the last couple months.
Yeah, obviously, you know, as we said during the ceremony, Raymakers does a huge part of it. And there's other community leaders, community members that help a lot. And, you know, just like, you know, today at school, my schedule wasn't very conducive to get the stuff set up. So Megan and her associates at school today were taking all these items down. We had like 175 items, something like that, on the auction. So shout out to, you know, all of her associates. I see four of them over there across. They're here supporting. Jordan Downing helped me today after school. Hey, I need to help lift stuff. He's like, oh, I got you, man. So it truly takes a community effort. And this has been going on now, I think, what, 17 years, I believe this is, 17, 18, something like that. So it's really cool. It's always a blast to be a part of. Like I said, it puts things in perspective because life can always take a turn at, you know, at that next doctor appointment.
All right. Well, Matt, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, and let's hope we can outdo last year.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, go Bills.
That's Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard, as the girls fall on Friday on Panthers versus Cancer Night, 33-30. We will take a break, and we'll come back right after this on KNIA KRLS.